Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick. We're presented to you by Advanced Roofing Technologies, coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios here at KFKA. Coach, how are you this morning?
Doing good, Clark. A lot of action last night. Boy, we were able to cover a really good high school game last night.
And Northridge and Roosevelt, little Long's Peak action yesterday at about 4 o'clock out there at Nelson Farm. And yeah, pretty good ball game, pretty clean ball game most of the way. Both teams brought their bats, not a lot of extra base hits, but the Grizz, 7 runs on 9 hits and 5 runs, 10 hits for the Riders. So they get the winner. Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game was Colin Gilley, the kiddo that we had on this week on the show. Yeah, so all you need to do is come on the show.
You know, players on the show today, watch out, because they'll probably have a great game tomorrow.
We had Kronk on, the head coach, Jared Kronkwist for Northridge. Since then, they're 5-1 since he came on the show. And the only one they lost was the one-run game against Niwot. So a game they probably should have won. So I blame...
Kind of like to have that one back.
I talked to him after the game yesterday, and I said, that's on you. I said, we should be 6-0 with you since you came on the show. But yeah, that was fun. Get out there and watch in that league, in that Long's Peak, Bruce, that boy, oh boy, anybody. There's 7 teams that could win that league.
Yeah, there really are, and the RPI shows that.
Yep.
They're all kind of bunched up. The win for Northridge yesterday let them climb a little bit, to the 15th spot.
That's right. They moved up 5 spots.
They're yep. Sitting really nice for the regional playoffs.
A little bit of a slip for Roosevelt. They dropped from 18 to 21 in the RPI, but still, 32 teams are going to get in, so those two teams are... Now you just... When you have that good of a spot, you just want to play well throughout, so... Yep.
And Clark, sometimes 21's better than 15 or 16.
Yeah, well, you're right.
When you get into these matchups,
Where are you going to get put?
You kind of want to stay away from the top 2 teams in the state.
Yep, completely agree.
And after the top 2, then it's kind of where you are. But 16, 15, that's right there against number 1 and number 2 seeds across the state.
All right. Want to thank our great headline sponsor, Advanced Roofing Technologies, Brad Evans and his great staff out there. Call him today, 970-663-0203. Bruce did. It paid off. Came out and fixed up his roof, and now they're on the Rolodex at Bruce's house. And we'll stand behind them anything they do. Advanced Roofing Technologies, 30 years out here, Northern Colorado folks working out at, of course, a bunch of stuff at RCS, out at Resurrection Christian Schools, and at the New Eden High School. So, they're knocking it out of the park, and we're going to get Keith Juarez here, the head coach of the Highland Huskies. Bruce, they had a walk-off win last night, the Huskies did, and we'll talk to Coach Juarez here in just a couple of minutes, but they went out to an 8-0 lead, the Huskies did. Number 4 team in 2A, playing the Lions yesterday. 8-0 lead, could not hold that lead. They ended up going 9-9 after 5 innings, but Highland comes in the bottom of the 7th inning and picks up the walk-off win 12-11. Hunter Leshinsky, the sophomore, 3-for-3, a home run, 2 RBIs. Freshman DJ Rogers, 3-for-4, 3 RBIs. Who pitched the top of the 7th?
I'm going to say Sawyer Morgan.
He did.
And let me guess, 3 Ks?
Yeah, 3 batters, 3 Ks for Sawyer. So put him away in the 7th, and then the Huskies took care of business in the bottom of the 7th. Sammy Nisdell started, didn't have his A game, got beat up a little bit in that one. But that, as we've talked to, like with Tate Smith, you just bounce back. The aces bounce back.
You do. You have a bad game, you come back. I'm anxious to see if we're going to see Sawyer Morgan maybe playoff time in a starting role and extend it a little bit more.
Well, I know who we can ask. Let's do this. Let's go to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Head baseball coach out at Highland High School, Keith Juarez, jumps on the phone with us. Coach, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Talk about the game last night. That's a good one. It's a wild one. I mean, it was a roller coaster ride. You guys go out to an 8-run lead in the ball game, but Lions is a good club. You figure they're going to fight back, and they did. Talk about you guys, them catching you, and you guys able to take it to the 7th inning and get the victory.
Yeah, they're a pretty scrappy little team. We went up 8-0, and I think we kind of just as a club, we kind of took a step back instead of keeping kind of the foot on the throat mentality.
Sure.
And you know, it kind of bit us a little bit. They're that type of team where if you give them a little bit of life, they'll take it and they'll run with it. And you know, little mistakes here and there, and you know, just bad placement on some pitches, and they take advantage, and they showed it pretty quick there, catching up. And you know, Sawyer Fye, I think, came in relief and
sure.
struggled a little bit with just the new rule. He's the type of kid that likes to hang that ball out in front. The new pitching rule is you can't have that ball out in front. It either has to be to the side or behind. And you know, he got a couple box called on him to give them the lead.
Coach, you know, explain that rule to our listeners a little more in detail.
Well, I guess I didn't really understand it at the moment, but after the umpires explained it to me, it's so when the pitcher is in the half, in the majors and stuff, you kind of see that guy dangle that hand out in front with the ball in it.
Yeah.
So the new Chassa rule is you cannot hang that ball out in the front. It has to be either tucked to the side or behind you or in the glove. And it's just one of those things Fye has grown up doing, and
sure.
you know, trying to change that.
Sure.
Yeah,
Keith
was a little tough.
Keith, what's the reasoning for that? I don't even. I've pitched my whole life. I mean, I'm a dangler too.
Yeah.
What's the reason for it? I mean, I would think that they'd say to the hitter's advantage, you want to see the ball and rather than the pitcher hide it. But what's the? Do you get a reason for that?
No, I think it was just like deception, but I don't, again, I would say the same thing if the ball's hanging in front, but, you know, it's a little bit better for the hitter.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like the exact definition. I'd probably have to go look it up. I have the rule, on my computer, so I'll look it up in a couple minutes, but I was going to read over, so I'm better. You know, better informed with that as well. So
let me know when you know, because that doesn't make any sense at all to me. What does make sense to me is on a night or on a day for you guys when your senior Sammy Nisdell, is Sammy a junior or senior?
Senior.
Yeah.
Yep.
He didn't have his best stuff. And you guys got to overcome that. But boy, look at the youngsters. Look at Hunter Leshinsky, the sophomore, 3 for 3, a home run, 2 ribbies. DJ Rogers, the freshman, 3 for 4, 3 ribbies. And Sawyer Morgan putting the seventh inning to rest, the top of the seventh with 3 Ks. Got to be exciting to look at the youngsters on this team that are really providing a spark for you guys.
Yeah, very, very proud of them. Like I said earlier on, it's a couple of those guys, the stage isn't too big, and they've showed it since the beginning. Hunter's come on these last few weeks, just his work ethic and his approach to everything. He wants to play, and he's finding his way into the lineup, and he did it again yesterday. Very proud of, you know, just how he approached it. Again, it didn't look too big for him. He came up big with a big home run. There when they were trying to get momentum, and just kind of kept us going. You know, came up big in the bottom inning, singled in, hit a single and got on first, and ended up scoring the go ahead run to end the game. So very proud of that kid.
And coach, pitching wise, will we see Morgan Sawyer Morgan in a starting role as the playoffs come to a near?
Yeah, definitely. I think in order for us to be successful and to go get this whole thing, we definitely need Sam Sawyer, Sawyer Fye as well, and Mason all clicking for us. So we're still trying to find a little bit of, you know, a little tweaks with Sawyer Fye and Mace a little bit. But I think in order for us to make this run, yeah, we need them all. And these last few starts, Sawyer did get a couple starts. He's getting better, and yesterday it just shows he loves coming in when it matters, you know, and he'll be fine. And yeah, definitely expect him to take a little bit more of a starting role come postseason, but we still got about, you know, nine games to go still, so
Yeah, Coach, let's talk about those nine games, too. You already beat D.C. and you beat Lions. I think those are the two in the conference that probably could give you some fits. But, I mean, you got Saturday, you got Mark Welsh and Dayspring Christian. They're having a fine year. I love the fact that you're getting Casey Miller in University on the 7th of May coming up. That's an RPI maker for you guys, no doubt about it. Plus, it's going to fine-tune you guys to get down the stretch. You got Wiggins to end the season. We've seen what they did, see them beat Dayspring Christian out there in Greeley. This is an interesting schedule. You've got some very, very interesting games coming down the stretch.
Yeah, we approach it in a way as if we're going to be the best, we have to play the best. And that's kind of the mentality we're trying to change around the culture around our program. Definitely University is going to be a big handful for us.
Sure.
But we definitely don't want to shy away from competition as well. So, hopefully that is a good tune-up for us, and it kind of shows us where we need to be. If anything, at least show us what we need to work on more. So every game's a learning opportunity for these guys, so hopefully we just continue to get better. And I don't feel that we've peaked yet, so
great.
That's a great thing as well. So hopefully we can get it all put together at the right time.
Yeah, that's the key, right? You know you're good enough. You just got to be able to play your best baseball at the right time. Go get that gold ball. Keith, thank you so much. Congrats on a good walk-off win last night, and keep the ball rolling, okay?
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Keith Juarez, the baseball coach out at Highland High School. So love the schedule coming down the stretch. You can't get much out of the Mile High, so you got to go elsewhere to get it.
Smart scheduling.
Yeah.
Just playing some good teams down the stretch and really prepares you better for the postseason.
All right, thank you to PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. They're your own customized, individualized, personalized fitness and performance center located in the heart of Greeley. They'll get your youngsters out there. They'll get old grandpa out there and help him just get flexible and stay in balance and all that stuff that I'm starting to figure out as an old you-know-what. But I'll tell you what they do really well, too, is they take those high school students, those middle school and high school students, and just start to perfect what they do. So you've got an edge out there against the other folks out there. PWITraining.com. That's where you go. Talk to Waz, Ryan Wasilowski out there. They're exercise physiologist, and they'll knock it out of the park for you. For services, trainer bios, testimonials, again, PWITraining.com. All right, we'll come back in a moment, and we're going to catch up with Jeff Van Winkle. How about that? Is it football season? No. Are we doing fundraising for football? Yes, we are. Casino night at Severance High School on Saturday. We'll talk about that. Also going to talk a little bit about we have to talk a little football with Jeff. We'll do that when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program here. It's Clark and the Coach on a Wednesday from the Allo Communications Studios. I'm Clark Johnson. Bruce Dick, as always, sitting next to me here. And always, as always, my great friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Getting it done, making my 21-year-old bug get up and down the highway. It's running like it's brand new right now. Love it. So that's what they do. 40 years out there in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. Don Scott, we've got Lance Pickett right by his side since 93. So that's 30 years out there that they're together. Dave Martin came along a couple years after that in 95. So 28 years there. Talk about the brass and how long these guys have been doing it. Great customer service, great expertise. Just hand my cars and my kids' cars off to them and trust them every step of the way. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. We get to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. One of the our friends, one of our favorites on the show always, Jeff Van Winkle, the head football coach out at Severance High School, jumps on with us right now. Jeff, how are you?
Clark, I'm just doing outstanding, man. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Bruce is laughing. He's smiling. We love talking sports that aren't going right now. Football, they're nowhere near football. I have seen the USFL a little bit. Do you watch, Jeff? Do you watch the USF at all? Do you watch anything outside of high school football season?
You know, I haven't seen the USFL yet. You know, it's one of those things you see it, and I'll tune in one of these days and catch it. You know, football's football. I love to see it. You know, I'd rather watch the spring games and see stuff like that going on right now, though.
Absolutely.
So, Coach, What league are you guys going to be in next year? What's all the reconfinements, going to different divisions now? Where does that put the Silver Knights?
You know, I don't actually know yet, Bruce. I mean, we've got the league, who's in the league, but I don't think that they've named them yet. I think it's called League 6 right now or something.
There you go.
We'll be with, let me see if I get it now, Roosevelt, Resurrection, Mountain View, Thompson Valley.
Wow.
And Northridge.
Wow,
that's our league.
Yeah, that's a tough group. That sounds pretty good. I would have named. I had a different name. I was going to go Group 5, but Group 6. We'll take that. That's not so bad. One of the big things you guys do in the off season is you got to fundraise, and I've been hearing this from a lot of different people. You've got a big casino night going on Saturday night. Talk to us about that. Where is it going to be? When's the hours are going to be on that? Are you going to be dealing cards? What are you doing that night?
Yeah, no, I won't. Won't be dealing cards. I'll just be kind of just talking to people, answering questions, doing things like that for the program. Clark, it's this Saturday. We're going to go 6 to 10 over at Power to Play, and so it's going to be a good time. It's our first fundraiser of the season, and really one of the first ones that we've been able to do as a program. You know, with all the craziness, the newness of the program, but also with COVID and some of the things that prevented us from doing some of this from the inception. We're looking at something like this to really kind of jumpstart our fundraising to help out with, you think about kids and camps and clinics. Some kids need scholarships. We're just team gear and things like that. We want to go to Shadron State this year, some charter buses and things like that. So we like these fundraisers. It gives us an opportunity to not, ask our families, every 5 minutes for another $10 here, $20
right,
there.
Right.
This gives us the ability to manage ourselves through something fun like a casino night can be.
Yeah, that's a really fun night, too. If it's done the right way, it's fabulous to get out there and knock it out there. But it's one of the biggest things. You've got to have money within the program. Bruce was telling me the other day that they've got to get 40 basketballs, and they're upping the price of the high school basketball to $95 right now with the new ball coming out. That's $4,000 right there, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. It's things like that. That's where that whole nickel and dime thing comes from. And it's, there are things that you can't operate a practice without certain things. And so, there's money from the school district, of course, but the ability for us to come alongside, fundraise, talk to our families, get into the community and let everybody be a part really helps us to lessen the burden there and just make a great experience for our kids.
And what a fun way to do it. Tell us, go through kind of how does it work as far as how do you make money for your program on the casino night?
Well, so just in there, Bruce, we'll have our expenses like, I forget the name of the company we're actually bringing in, but friends of the district, that have done a lot of this, they'll set up the whole gamut of tables from, roulette to blackjack to hold them and, different things that they'll do. And then from that, we'll pay them, for their services as well as some food that we'll bring in. But then the proceeds then from silent auction items and donations that people have made to the program all come back to us. So after everybody kind of gets, hey, this is what it took us to operate, here's our donation to you, we get the remainder of that that we get to then turn over to the football program, through Severance High School.
6 to 10 o'clock at Power to Play Saturday night. That's cool. If people can't make it out there, Jeff, but they still want to donate to get into the fundraising over at Severance High School for Severance football, how can they do that?
Just through the office there, and that's true, not just of football there, Clark.
Sure,
that's something that's, if they go into the school and just ask for the athletic secretary, Casey Yon, they can make donations there of cash or anything that they want to do, just simply write, what they're donating to in the memo field and Casey makes sure it gets where it goes. So, anybody that wants to support, Severance is, we're always looking to raise money for all of our programs. But again, I think just because of the newness, we've had that inability to get out and do these fundraisers. So you're looking across the board at programs that really could use assistance. So, somebody's listening today and maybe they've got cross-country kids. Yeah, cross-country can use some support too. Anything that you can do to support, these youth athletics is a much appreciated thing.
Absolutely. I started thinking about your football team. I saw that Nolan Hurtsky yesterday, your junior quarterback. He'll be back as a senior next year, he and Jaden Hoffman. So that's one question. Will you have rotating quarterbacks again next year with those two coming back? And did you see what Nolan did on the baseball field yesterday? Double, home run, 5 runs driven in. Man, that dude can play. He's just a flat-out athlete.
Yeah, you know, he's okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I get you. He and Carson Fagan and those guys, they can't. They can't do a whole lot now. Yeah, you're exactly right. But two questions. That system that seemed to work so well for you this year with the two quarterbacks, will that be something you're at least thinking about going into next year? And then what's the summer like? Are we going to camps? You talked about Shadron and all that stuff. How does all that set up?
You know, Mark, I mean, to answer the question is we really don't have any idea. You know, I mean, it's great to have success, you know, with a system in 1 year, but I think you're always evolving, you know, seeing what athletes show up and, you know, what they're doing and how they all kind of fit together, that cohesion. You know, I think you're being short-sighted. You know, we don't want to put anything into a certain system that says this is what we have to do. You know, I think we've talked before, you know, offensively and defensively, you know, we have, you know, a broad array of systems that we get, you know, a stud defensive line. We want to be able to put them on the field. You know, we don't want to say, hey, we're this group and only this group. So, you know, with Nolan and Jaden's success last year, you know, sure, that's something that we can look at. But the reality of it is we're going to see how things go over the offseason and what makes the most sense for us going forward.
And, Coach, during the summer, how do you pick Shadron State for team camp?
You know, I with some of the, you know, the recruiters, you know, as they come out and they kind of pitch their camp. Shadron's one of those things that I've actually heard good things from other coaches in the area that have went there and had that experience. It's just a few hours away, but it's far enough away to get a team to go do something kind of just on their own, you know, where you are able to be just bonded. So I think the proximity to that and some of the good work that I've heard from coaches that I respect, you know, it kind of just put it on my radar. And we decided to get a shot this year and see. So this will be the first one that we've done. So, you know, I don't know. The reality of it is I trust the people that have recommended it. So I'm looking forward to a good time.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much for jumping on. Talk to us about the fundraising opportunity. Saturday night, 6 to 10, Power to Play Casino Night. Going to be a lot of fun. And all goes to donate to Severance Football there. So, Jeff, thanks for jumping on with us. And I know we'll catch up soon. And hopefully, and we'll get this out on our Facebook and get it to all our followers and our listeners. So we appreciate you coming on today.
Hey, thank you guys very much for that. And I get it. It's always the same thing with y'all, but thanks for just checking in with us and doing what you do for high school sports, you know, across the area. It's just such a big deal. So you guys have a great day. Thanks for checking in.
You bet. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Van Winkle, the head football coach out at Severance High School. So as we said, 6 to 10, Power to Play Saturday night. Go have some fun.
Good day. Yeah, that's a fun way to make some money for a program.
And I love that.
Gets right back directly to the kids.
Yep, no doubt about it. So that's Jeff. All right, we're going to turn to a couple of Eaton seniors coming up here. Dirk Duncan is going to jump on with us in about 5 minutes here, and then Jared McCormick at about 11:45, 11:50. We'll talk to Jared McCormick, the unsung hero of this team.
6-for-8 against the Sterling Tigers.
6-for-8 and 5 RBIs. Always seems to have his stick right. Last year, not that many opportunities, 20 at-bats, but 9 hits. So the dude just knows how to flat get base hits. So we'll talk to Dirk and Jared coming up here in just a second, coming to you live from the Allo Communication Studios. You guys have a student-athlete, maybe a team, somebody that you want us to get in on the program here. All you got to do is hit the Mosier Funeral text line. Mosier Funeral Service is the only family-owned and operated funeral service in northern Colorado now. How about that? So let the Mosier family put their arm around you in your tough time. Talk to Scott and Robin. Give them a call. Talk to them about pre-planning and prepayment. Get that all out of the way so that when your time comes, you don't put that burden on your kids. It's a fantastic gift, a gift of love, and it comes to you from the Mosier family over at Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. That text line, Bruce.
Text us at 888-530-0043.
All right, we're coming back. Senior, the best two-out hitter in the state, the best two-out, two-strike hitter in the state. Yeah, I think Sterling would tell you that. He had another big base hit in the other night. Dirk Duncan knows how to hit in the clutch. We'll talk to the Rockhurst commit when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome welcome back to the program, Allo Communications Studios. And we're sitting here talking about our mortality, and I think my number could be up this weekend. We'll see. You go to MGM Sportsbook, I'm even money to get through the weekend. But all I want to do is get through Saturday, because we get to get out to Tom Roach Field at University High School. It's my favorite matchup. I'm just going to lay it on the table. We get the number one and two teams in the state, Eaton and University, on Saturday. Thursday, they'll play at Eaton High School. I'm going to go out and watch that at least. Here's one of the guys. Oh, this is the best two-out hitter in the state. Now he's the best two-out, two-strike hitter in the state. Up on the Gould Parts hotline, Dirk Duncan jumps on with us right now. He's headed to Rockhurst University. Dirk, what's up today, bub?
Oh, nothing much. Just hanging in there.
Fantastic. Talk to me about how well you're seeing the ball. First of all, take me through. I got bits and pieces of this. You know, we had the first Sterling game, of course, the 9-8 game that you guys were able to get the win on here at home. Then you went out to Sterling. Take me through that. Somebody said, hey, again, and it's no surprise, dude, you in the toughest spots, you seem to prevail. And a big hit for you late in that game. Did you tie the game with a ribby? What happened there?
I did, yeah. You had two outs in the top of the seventh, running on first and third, and I was down 0-2 count, too, just kind of how it was like in Brush, or at home against Brush last year in the regional game. And, you know, I like hitting with two strikes. It kind of makes me focus up just not even a little bit more than I already am, just because you don't want to be, you know, you got to get the ball in play and hope for the best. But yeah, I was down two strikes with two outs, and then I hit a solid ball, so then I was up 1-2, and then I hit a fastball right up the middle.
You have to want to be in that situation to be great at it, I think. You have to say, you know, when you're on, with some guys on deck, I've been on teams with them, they go, oh, God, somebody else make the last out. I don't want to make the last out. You love that spot, and you have to love that spot if you are to succeed in that spot. I just see you so many times, Dirk. Two outs, two strikes, doesn't matter. Your overall toughness and your concentration, does that just peak when you're up against it?
It does, yeah, absolutely. It all falls back to the preparation, and the coaches, Coach Hernandez has us working on that, and Coach Hughes has us doing a little bit different deal with two strikes. And I think all it comes down to is preparation and confidence. If you're not confident, you're not gonna succeed with that type of pressure on.
Hey, Dirk, I wanted to ask you, since you've committed to Rockhurst, has that helped you somewhat relax during the season as well, knowing that you're going on to play next year?
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely has a factor on my play, but I think that it does a little bit, but I think that playing with knowing that I'm going somewhere does relax me a little bit. You know, I'm not all antsy or all worked up about, oh, dang, if I do this, then maybe I'm not going to go somewhere. But I definitely do.
Will you see any of the coaches from Rockhurst? Will they come out and see you play at all the rest of the year? Or do they kind of stay away? I thought, did Ben Richter, did Benny commit to Augustana?
Yeah, he did commit to Augustana, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw the main recruiter for Augustana was out at the game the other day, the Sterling home game. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of interested because they've already, you know, he's already committed, but they're still out there, you know, seeing him, looking at him play. Will you see any of the Rockhurst coaches, or will they leave you alone until after the season?
No, I might see them. Just it's kind of hard for them to get down here with their season going on and going strong, you know. But after the week's games, they usually give me a text or call and check in and ask how I felt about my performance and what I think I needed to work on, just kind of weekly check-ins.
So how's the preparation, and how excited are you for this two-game series coming up against the Bulldogs?
Very excited. You know, we've been at practice hard at 2 days already. Today will be a third day, kind of a pre-game practice, but I think our focus has definitely been one of the best weeks of focus and just preparation, just because we know it's university, it's a pretty big game for us and pretty big game for them too. So we're definitely going to see their best, and they're definitely going to get our best.
Yeah, and then there's a good chance you could see them in the Final Four. Well, you could see them on Championship Saturday out at Butch Butler this year. So it's going to be fun. You got enough room on your mantle to put all your rings and stuff that you're getting?
I hope so. Hopefully get one more.
Unbelievable. That's been fun for you. Now, going out to play baseball next year, how much are you going to miss playing football?
I was thinking about that today. We were doing an interview for a class about sports and went out to the football field. I am going to miss it, definitely. But I definitely think baseball was the way to go.
Oh, man. All they have to do is watch in the clutch, man. You are Mr. Clutch for the Eaton Reds, no doubt. And I'll tell you what, Dirk, the other guy that really, I mean, everybody, we talk about the Reds all the time, and it's a great lineup. The guy we don't talk about much is Jared McCormick. We're going to have him on the phone here coming up next. That dude just knows how to hit, and he hits in the clutch too, doesn't he?
No, absolutely. I love having J-Mac in that following me, or either guy behind me or two guys behind me. You know that if I get on, definitely J-Mac's going to get on. It's just kind of rolls down the lineup. Our whole lineup, top to bottom, I think is pretty good in the clutch, pretty good with the stick, you know. So J-Mac's definitely been hot. Good for him.
All right, man. Love having you on. Continued success, and we'll see you, if not before then, we'll see you Saturday out on the field at Tom Roach. But go have a great home and home with University, and just enjoy the last part of your senior year here, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Thanks, Dirk.
There's Dirk Duncan. What a good dude, man.
He sure is.
Man, I don't think you learn how to be clutch. I think it's built into your genes. I think you just love being in that spot. You have the temperament for it. And I think that's going to serve him so well at the next level, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You see guys in football make that clutch throw, and basketball guys may have gone, you know, 1 for 8, but now down the stretch in the clutch, they're still the go-to guy that knows how to perform.
Absolutely. Want to thank Marinda Simpson. She's great, folks. Having someone that's local here, it's just never been more important than it is now. You can get insurance anywhere, but it's about the experience you have with the agent. Are they going to answer the phone when you dial them up? Or are you going to be put on a big laundry list of, wait, and then we'll get back to you? And do they explain the coverages? Do you know for a fact you're covered for everything you're supposed to be, so your family's safe? That's what Marinda Simpson's going to do. 17 years at State Farm. Give her a call today, 223-8700. It is Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. All right, we're coming back and talking about J-Mac. Jared McCormick going to jump on the phone with us, another Eaton senior. All he did, Bruce, and you said it, all he did in the biggest series of the year so far. I think Sterling's the biggest series of the year until this weekend, but 6 for 8 in the series and 5 RBIs.
And plays flawless defensively.
Sure does. Jared McCormick's going to be on the Gould Parts Hotline when we come back from the Allo Communications Studios. Clark and a coach of Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All right, welcome back to the program from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Clark and a coach on a Wednesday here. Looking forward to, I think, one of the biggest series of the year you're going to find coming up, the home-and-home with University in Eaton. Thursday they'll be at Eaton High School, and then Saturday we'll have the call. We'll have the broadcast Saturday out of Tom Roach Field at University High School. Should be a beautiful Saturday, too. This week, Bruce, turning out to be really good weather-wise. We had a beautiful day yesterday in Johnstown.
It was so nice to see high fly balls.
Sure, without
caught.
The struggle. Yeah, caught is the main thing. Pop-ups that were caught. That's exactly right.
And, you know, yesterday's game, we had some extreme high fly balls. Well, we really did.
No doubt about it. All right, this is going to be fun. We haven't talked to this young man up on the phone before, but we have him now on the Gould Parts Hotline. Senior out at Eaton High School. You're talking about clutch hitters. Here's another one. J-Mac, Jared McCormick jumps on with us right now. Jared, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic, man. We just talked with Dirk Duncan, who I always call the best two-out hitter in the state. He's clutch. But, dude, you rip 6 of 8 against Sterling, 5 RBIs in what I think now is the biggest series you guys have played to date this year. How much do you like hitting in the clutch? You had the walk-off in the home win against Sterling. How much do you like being right on the dime when the chips are down, man?
Oh, I love it. I mean, that's just what makes baseball fun is – you know, those kind of situations, and it's fun to hit like in those big situations. I enjoy it a lot.
And Jared, the first game at Sterling where you guys hosted, you started the rallies. I think 3 different innings, you started the rallies, and as a number 8 hitter, just getting on base, How fun is that to just say, I'm going to go up there and be the guy, and let's get it going?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like hitting at the end of the lineup because when I get on base, you know, I got a lot of good hitters following me. Top of the lineup, you got Ben, Jaden, Walker. I mean, all those guys, I know they're going to drive me in. So if I can get on, I know I'm probably going to score.
Yeah, Dirk brought your name. He said he loves hitting in front of you because he knows you're going to get in there and whack him around. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff right there. The second game, the one where you guys went to Sterling, did you have something big at the end of that game too? Another big effort for you. 2 for 4, a double, 4 ribbies in that game, Jared. Talk about that and talk about how well you're seeing the ball right now.
I don't know. I mean, I'm seeing the ball really well. I think it's just been, you know, I'm hitting the right pitches. I got a good approach right now. But, I mean, the only way I got those 4 RBIs was just everybody else getting on. I mean, you know, Dirk was getting on again, Garrett, all those guys are getting on so that I had that opportunity to drive them in. I think that just helped a lot, too.
Now, for you, any other sports for you, or are you strictly baseball?
I just play baseball.
Okay, club ball too? I mean, I know you're a senior this year, but leading up to the point where you are, have you played a bunch of club ball as well?
Yeah, I did when I was a lot younger, but now I just play high school baseball.
Now, what for you, and I know Bruce is probably going to ask you about the university series coming up and how important that is to you guys, but what are your thoughts about after you graduate from Eaton High School? Do you kind of know what you want to do? Is school in the mix? Is trying to play baseball at the next level? Is that in the mix? What's it going to look like for J-Mac?
I'm going to go to Arizona State to study business. I'm not going to play any sports, though.
Say hello to my brother's ghost out there. He was a 1980 Sun Devil. Tempe is a fantastic town. Have you been to Tempe yet? Have you looked at the place? And my guess is that you have to have been there, right?
No, I haven't gone down there, but I've done a lot of like virtual stuff and like virtual tours and stuff, so I've seen it.
Oh, man.
And Jared, if you're not going to play baseball, let me tell you this. You're going to have a chance to watch some great baseball with the Pac-12, with Arizona State, Arizona, the California schools. It is they're just fun events, and they always play weekend series, so you'll be able to see some great players.
Yeah, Jared, Bruce wants to talk about you going to watching baseball. Go watch the girls at Tempe. Oh, man. I mean, I don't know why God did this, but he put maybe the 90% of the best-looking women on that campus. So, yeah, I'm drooling sitting here thinking about it. But, dude, go have a great rest of your senior year. Keep up the hitting. I know that we wanted to ask you about university. Is this the team that you want to beat the most, I mean, with the Bulldogs in town on Thursday and Saturday?
Yeah, we like to beat them. I mean, I think it's just another game. Obviously, there's, you know, a lot of pressure and stuff, top two teams, you know, and we're going for the league title. But I think we're just the team is just kind of focused on keeping it going, win one game at a time.
Right on, man. Keep swinging. You're having a great year. Pleasure to talk to you on the show today, and continued luck with you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Keep hitting it, Jared.
You bet. Jared McCormick, J-Mac on with us right there. Man, that's just fantastic. Headed to Arizona State. That's good stuff.
Already knows what he's going to study.
Yep. Outstanding.
In the classroom, anyway.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, we didn't talk about this. University had a big win yesterday. We got a couple minutes left on the program here. University in Sterling yesterday, they had to go 9 innings. 2 runs in the top of the ninth, broke a 4-4 tie as University gets the win. Sophomore Connor Weber starting to pick things up a little bit. Big double in the ninth inning. Tate Chacon, an RBI single in the same frame. And here's what we're starting to hear. Sophomore catcher Dalton Yeast, again, sacrifice flies. So this team can hit, but they're getting support from all 9 players in that lineup offensively.
Well, these younger players now have had a lot more experience, and they're doing the job we hear about at the plate, but defensively too, and that catching position is so important to a team. And Dalton Yeast has really picked it up.
Yeah, we're going to reach out. We do not have a Clark and a coach tomorrow. Rockies baseball is going to preempt us. But Bruce and I will be back here Friday. That's right in between the game at Eaton against University and then before their home-and-home revisit at Tom Roach Field in Greeley on Saturday. So we talked to the Reds today. We're going to make it a kind of a University day on Friday. I'm already reaching out trying to get Logan Getting and River Jackson on. But the more more I talk about it, I want the sophomore Dalton Yates, that catcher, to jump on with us, talk about having to, you know, to work behind the dish and control these pitchers as a sophomore. I mean, that's pretty good stuff. But, boy, how much talent are we going to see on the field this weekend?
That's going to be a fun one. And Clark, all these close games against Sterling, we were talking, how frustrated are the Tigers right now, knowing that they're right there?
Oh, yeah.
But they can't.
So many close losses.
They just can't get over the hump against the Reds or the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing for Brush, too. A lot of close games in there. Sterling, though, you're right. I mean, they have to think, boy, we were right there on the edge of
two strikes, two outs, two strikes.
Don't pitch to Dirk Duncan when there's two strikes and two outs. You got to walk the kid if you can, or he's going to burn you. It's what the Dirkster does, man. Brush also beat Rez Christian yesterday 8-0. Braxton Shelton got the win. Seven innings, three hits, a walk, and seven Ks. So Rez goes to the 17 RPI. Brush from 16 popped up 10.
To 10, yes.
All right, thank you to Keith Juarez, Highland baseball coach Jeff Van Winkle, the Severance football coach, seniors Dirk Duncan and Jared McCormick from Eaton High School. The whole show is coming up next right here from the Allo Communications Studios, so stick around. I know they're going to be talking Nuggets. They'll talk Rockies, too. Nuggets, can they win at Golden State? I don't know. We're back with the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.